Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell's here. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. Matt Doherty's been recalled to the Irish soccer squad as injury cover for their Nations League fixtures against Finland and England this week. We play Finland on Thursday and then it's England at Wembley on Sunday. Doherty, Jake O'Brien and Ryan Manning, they've been all called up following injuries to Seamus Coleman, Shane Duffy and Adam Eda. Now, the team have already beaten Finland, got that campaign up and running, but John O'Shea of the Irish coaching team wants the group to start their games much better.
Yeah, well, look, I think the big thing would be to take control of games earlier, if we can. Not to go behind in games, to need to have that more freedom in our play, to be more expressive and stronger in our play right from the start of the games. It's that psychological one of making sure you're on the front foot right from the off and not needing a kind of a setback to fire the system up, so to speak. But ultimately building on lots of positives as well. That's what you have to focus on too. But yeah, you obviously have to look at all aspects of the game, and there's definitely areas we know we can improve.
More from the Irish camp later in the programme. Referee David Coote has been suspended pending an investigation after a video was posted on social media which appears to show him using offensive language about former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. Now, it's unclear how the video came into circulation. It was from ahead of one of the big games in the Premier League during COVID, and some very, very ugly language used in that particular video, so being treated very, very seriously. Ruud van Nistelrooy will not be part of Ruben Amorim's backroom staff at Manchester United. The new coach arrived in Manchester yesterday. The Irish prop Tom O'Toole has been ruled out of the Argentina game with a head injury this weekend. Tadhg Furlong, who is recovering from a hamstring injury, may be available for the match this Friday. Max Kennedy of Royal Dublin has kept his hopes of playing card for next season's DP World Tour alive. He made the 72-hole cut in the final qualifying tournament in Spain yesterday, so he's four shots off a top 20, which would earn that card. 2 days, two rounds remaining. Katie Taylor will finally get a rematch with Amanda Serrano this weekend. The bout takes place in Texas. It's on the same card as the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. The first meeting in May 2022 was a classic and ended in a split decision victory for Taylor. She feels that the two fighters bring out the best in each other.
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that we shared a ring together last time and made history together, I'm just so glad I made history with Amanda, because I feel like nobody's done what she's done in women's boxing, and a 7-weight world champion, and that's just unprecedented. I don't think any other female fighter will actually accomplish what she's accomplished. Our names are always going to be embedded together.
Yeah, and finally in tennis, Casper Ruud beat an out-of-sorts Carlos Alcaraz at the ATP Finals in Turin. He won in straight sets.